learning teams, like, again, going back to Nebraska women and Wisconsin, they're filling stadiums just the same as maybe the Stanford men's or the UCLA men's would. So I think in the NCAA context, I think the women's game actually would be quite at par. And we get into internationally, it might be still not quite, you know, equal. But
what do you think, why is this the case? Why is it working, kind of working, in some areas in volleyball and not in other disciplines you have? Why are there still, like, those immense gaps in, like, treatment and income? What do you think?
And I think part of it does go back to, you know, in those some sports where there is that no women equivalent, like, and the professionalization of, like, the, you know, say again the NFL and Major League Baseball, that the men's version tends to just draw more fans, and then the money gets put towards that, and then it's like a kind of a cycle that just keeps perpetuating itself. But as I mentioned, I think as sponsors and business people are seeing that women's sports will also draw crowds, and as I've said, with NCAA volleyball, it's been proven the Big Ten Network is getting, you know, some pretty good ratings for showing volleyball on TV. And the more people understand that or see that, then the more they'll put money towards it, and then you'll see that cycle kind of perpetuate on the women's side too. So it's just a matter of somebody be willing to take that chance to put it out there and then build from there.
I definitely see a bright future for women in sport. I think there's a lot more to come and a lot more that will be happening, which is really great. I really appreciate all the effort from everyone who is, like, working on treating the men and women in sports equally. It's really something I wish for the future to be happening, that there's not these big gaps and everyone's like, oh, just treat it differently. So I think this is something you want to work on as well, I guess, as, like, a coach and as a player you've been, right?
Yeah, and I try to model that, you know, in terms of, like, going back to what can we control, what can't we control. And I said, I just think of us as athletes, you know, like, whether I'm a girl playing volleyball or a guy playing volleyball, we're all just athletes, and the challenges we face every day of having to work hard and, you know, do a balanced school and athletics, all those things are the same whether you're, you know, regardless of gender. So it's like, can we, again, just focus on what we can control and do the best to make more opportunities available? But yeah, to me, it's about modeling that for our athletes, and then our athletes being able to, you know, carry that forward.
That's great to hear. Very great. Is there anything that I've missed asking about or that you want to talk about as we close out the interview?
No, I think I always love talking about, you know, just sports in general, and I think they can have such a positive influence on society. And I think there's a phrase that says you need to see her to be her. And I think the more, again, we can get those female athletes out there and being the models, again, it paves the way for the next wave of young girls.
That's great. Thank you so much for the interview. Thank you for coming here. I really appreciate it. We got some great insights from a former player and actually a coach, which is so, so interesting. It's also nice to have you on. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm lost, still, wondering my cost, still, hit me then I bruise, cause I got nothing to lose, I can tell you that it's justice, bro, I'm saying I'm lost, still, wondering my cost, still, cause I got nothing to lose, if you hit me then I bruise, I can tell you that it's justice, bro, check, I doubt myself, don't doubt me, worry that you're better off without me, it's like there's something that's around me. The ADHD, best and worst thing about me. I wonder if you never found me. Just coconut kisses around me. Would I stand, say it proudly? The cash rule is ruining everything around me. I'm lost, still, wondering my cross, still. Cause I got nothing to lose. If you hit me, then I bruise. I can tell you that it's just real. Yeah, I'm saying that I'm lost. Still, wondering my cost. Still, if you hit me then I bruise, cause I got nothing to lose. I can tell you that it's just as real. Still looking for the answers. Trying to find the right questions. Still waiting for my fathers. But can't break them into sections. I'm still wishing I could sharpen. Still drink the juice from the carton. I still need the truth when I ask him. Still hit the booth when it's dark. And I'm blue stealing fruit from the gardens. I'm lost, I still see him in my dreams. Still wish it's easy as it seems. Still try and act like it's alright. Try and say there's only something in my eyes. Still grab my mama, missus and I cry. Yo, I still try not to lie. Still lie, still try and not to cry. And still cry cause it's still going on outside of my mind. Stiff lines of mankind. I'm saying that I'm lost, still wondering my cost, still cause I got nothing to lose. If you hit me then I bruise. I can tell you that it's just as real. I'm saying that I'm lost, still wondering my cost, still cause I got nothing to lose. If you hit me then I bruise. I can tell you that it's just as real. Saying I'm lost, still wondering my cost, still. Then I bruise cause I got nothing to lose. I can tell you that it's justice, bro. I'm saying I'm lost, still wondering my cost, still. Hit me then I bruise, hit me then I bruise, hit me then I bruise, still.
Thank you.
I've been sitting in a student home, sharing stories. Now I simmer, sipping sort of roam, walking like I've been talking the talk, but can't afford a phone. Trust, I'm all alone, panicking to play it safe. This talk of paper chase is forcing me to stay awake, living this layer cake where others will say it straight. Say they got my back and that they're praying I'ma pave the way, like it's the great escape. Brothers doing better than me, I'm in a hurry, worry, what if they forget about me? I'm just another number, nothing when the check will bounce. See, I went moving for money, but there's nothing but debt around me. So when the rest have found me bugging in the brain, and I'm somewhere between the struggle and the strain. They ask why every fucking song the fucking same, and I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed, check. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Brother, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. Cause this is for the men of the house who were far too young. See, your friends are going out before you can't do none. You're raising funds for your mother and you can't do sons. Up in the rubble, raising trouble. What you can't do is run. And trust, I feel it. I feel it, but can't conceal it. See, this inner city responsibility's killing me. I start to shiver when I think of all the shit I need. And see all my brothers burning paper on that sticky greed. Picking the thickest leaves, stuck in the mist. Saying this shit, I should've quit, but couldn't fucking resist. And now they sit with a lark, a little luck and a wish. But trust, they still blow their mother a kiss. They're living up in the bits. And slip stagger through the puddles in the pain. Somewhere beneath the rubbles in the rain. They ask why every fucking song the fucking same. And I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Brother, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed.
Changed by Loyal Connor, and one of Anna's favorite artists of all time.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah, that's how I like. I was so surprised because actually I added one of his songs to my playlist recently. You just heard it right after the interview. It's called Still, and it's such an amazing song. And I actually added it, and then when I pulled it up and was like, oh wait, I know this artist, and I was like, yeah, that's so cool. So we definitely have the same kind of music, and I always love to talk and vibe with people with the same music taste as mine. So I'm really glad that we share the same music interest. You also heard one of my favorite artists, Child, with Hiding in a Plain Sight. I found him last year, I guess, on Plex. So we have a kind of a website, it's called Plex, and you have different artists there. And it's so cool because I found him ever since. I listened to him all the time and heard and enjoyed his music so much. So I love, love, love him. And I think he published his album yesterday, actually. So this one was one song from his new album. And yeah, also, it's so, so cool. So I would love to hear him live. And actually, Loyal Connor is doing a show, or not a show, but a concert tour right now.
He's on tour right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not there, which makes me so, so sad.
That's really sad. Yeah, I would love to go to a concert here in Vancouver. But yeah, unfortunately, Child or Loyal Connor is not coming to Vancouver in this month. So unfortunately, we could not see him. And yeah, that's a little bit sad. But we can still listen to his music and enjoy his music together here on Speak Up on this lovely Tuesday morning. And yeah, we just heard the interview with the volleyball coach Gina Schmidt. And I would like to discuss a little bit about women in sports. And yeah, how are your experience of being a woman in sports? So do you do sports?
So it's actually kind of interesting because I've never been involved in like doing sports myself. Mm-hmm. I've always loved to watch it. Mm-hmm. That's like one of my passions. I love watching like every type of sport on the TV or on wherever you watch it. But I've never played it or I've never done any sports. I was always kind of like the music person rather than the sports mm-hmm. person when I was younger. But it's also interesting to hear all these successful women talk about their experience and what they did when they were younger and what they what it felt like for them to play when they were a child.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And we still have so much improvement when it comes to women in sports. So I heard that you also did a little bit of research about women in sports and especially about women in soccer and how the payment works or not works, because I can only talk about the German soccer team because I'm from Germany and I kind of can talk about my own experience. So we still have a gap between the payments between women and men. So that's kind of still a problem and an issue we're discussing. And yeah, the government is not willing to pay the women equally or equal as the men. So it's still a discussion I would like to talk about because it's so important. I mean, it's the same effort. They have the same workouts. They have the same training. They have the same schedule. They have the same matches. It's still so unfair, and we should treat every woman in sports equally and not make a gap between the payments because it's a different gender. I mean, what are we talking about? And I can only talk about my own experience because I was on a track and field team for such a long time, actually. So I started going there when I was 6, I guess, and I stopped when I was 16, so 10 years in total. And you can still feel the differences between, I mean, I was not paid, but you can still feel the differences between the woman and the man because, yeah, the women or the girls at the time were totally treated differently, especially with my last coach. He kind of, yeah, had his favorite men or boy he liked, and he only focused on the boys, and we had to do our own training. It was also like, yeah, you can do this and this, but you have more time because you're slower. I was like, oh yeah, maybe that's true because the female body is built differently than the male body. But still, I felt like I was less worth or less good than the boys on my team. So it was kind of a harsh reality I experienced when I was a kid. So it was like the first time I ever experienced gender inequality. So I can only talk about my own experience. So that was like the experience that is stuck in my head. So yeah,
that's so sad. Yeah, to experience this as like a child, you're still like growing up, you have big dreams basically of what you want to become, and then you're treated like this. It kind of shatters your dreams in like seconds, which is just so sad to see.
Definitely. And especially when you're a child, you can't really, you're not able to tell that there's a difference between the gender. So you kind of treat everybody equal and everybody is like on the same level. So you kind of get along with everybody, but then you're like the grown ups, the adults that should be a role model for you, treat you as a woman differently. So I was kind of like, are girls less worth it? Are we weak? We're not. We're definitely not. And that's what we should make the people aware of. Women are not weak. Not at all. Like, they have to do the same training, do the same effort, and they will fall down as often as the men do. So you definitely have to get involved and speak with women in sports to get the experience, especially when you don't only have the male perspective. So yeah, and for me, like, my great grandpa introduced me to women's soccer, and it's so interesting because it's a whole different vibe. And what I experienced is that the fans are much more peacefuler than the male fans or the fans of the male soccer team. So it was much more peacefuler than the other matches I watched with my parents, for example. But I'm really grateful, thankful that my great-grandpa introduced me to women's soccer, because it's such an such an interesting sport, and it is so interesting to see the matches and how the women stand up for the female side in sports, and especially the German soccer team is so good. They almost won the European Championships last year. Was it last year?
Euros last year. They came to the final, which is like,
I know,
really crazy.
It's really crazy. England won, but they were second place, and I was really, really proud, and we should support our women's soccer team more, not only the soccer team but every woman in sports, because they're underestimated.
That's so true. Yeah. And it's actually crazy that this inequality is still happening, like, on the highest levels. Like the Canadian national team, for example, they kind of did like a little protest, I think, not too long ago, a few weeks ago, where they did protest because they're not paid enough money. They're playing like on the highest level on the national team, and the payment gap is still so big between like men and women, which is just so crazy that this is happening.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, as Rory said, they're playing the highest level, but some players even still have to do some jobs, so some second jobs, to kind of survive, because they're also, when you have a family and if you raise children, you need the money. You definitely need the money, and you put so much effort into the sport. I mean, it takes a lot of time to be so good as the woman on the national team. So you always have to go to the trainings, you always have to go to meetings, to speak with your coach, you have to go on the weekends to different matches, to qualification matches, and it's so much effort, and they sacrifice a lot of time, and we shouldn't underestimate that, especially when you're a woman that has children in sports. So I did a little bit of research about the women in the basketball league, so the WNBA, and it's so interesting because they just started to pay women that are pregnant and experience motherhood. I started to pay them because before last year, I guess, before that, they kind of had the struggle that the women, like women's on the basketball team, they got pregnant and they didn't know what to do because the basketball league stopped paying them because they were not able to play, right? But sometimes you can't really choose like what to do, and you don't have a choice. You kind of have to switch your job to get some money because you have to raise your child, and it's not easy. But now they kind of changed the law, and the pregnant woman get paid, and also women that experienced motherhood also get paid, and I think they get even a space to live, so an accommodation if they can't afford an own place. So that's really good, and I'm great. I'm glad that they changed it. It's so great that they did it. But I mean, it was last year, so yeah, it's a long process.
I guess it's like a step in the right direction, but yeah, it's crazy that this is happening just now, in the time we're living in right now. It should be definitely more progressed by now.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, there's so many different sports, and what I found really inspiring, so I wrote down a quote that Gina said on the interview. It was like, you need to see her to be her, and we are all athletes. And that's so true, because we are all the same. And if you are in sports, doesn't matter, woman or men, you are equal, you do the same effort, and you're sweating and you're out of breath, and it's the same, and we should treat it more equal, and especially when it comes to payment. I mean, what are we talking about? We're living in 2023 and we still have so much to do. I mean, she also said she had no possibilities to go on a female hockey team. It kind of changed, so I'm really glad that they changed it, and that women are now able to play hockey, especially in higher leagues, and be more successful. And you can definitely see that the women are very successful. Doesn't matter if it's tennis or hockey or soccer or basketball or volleyball. There's so many different fields that women are more successful than men. You can definitely see the differences, and it's so interesting. I mean, I also don't want to underestimate the men. They're also pretty good, of course, but I want to make the people more aware of what is going on right now, and that we still need to to improve things, and especially in other countries. I mean, we live here in Canada. We live in a very, I would say they have, it's a very good country, and when it comes to women in sports, I mean, we still have some struggles here in Germany as well, but there are also countries where women are not allowed to play sports. That's what I mean. So women are, of course, allowed to play every sport they want here, so that's very good, but we still have, be aware of that, we still have some countries where women are not allowed to even work out.
I think it's, we are speaking from like a privileged position, definitely, yeah. Because the countries we're from and the country we are now living in have like progressed a lot more than a few countries that are still, where women aren't allowed to do anything, basically, aren't allowed to do any type of sport, which is very, very sad in today's world.
Yeah, and I did a research about women in Pakistan, and they played cricket, and they were only allowed to play at night. So kind of started it at a hidden place, and they were not allowed to play it at all. But then they kind of started to do it, and now they're so successful. And there's this amazing journey of one woman that kind of made her way through, and now she's on the national cricket team of Pakistan, and it's so great and it's so impressive to me, because she was not allowed to play the sport she's now playing, and now she's really successful with it. And I would say I'm really privileged, because I could do every sport I want, but if you really want to do a sport and you're not able to, I can't really imagine how it must feel if you're not able or not allowed to play the sport. So it's really, really hard, and that's why we should talk about this perspective even more, not only women in a progressive country and in like a very privileged country, but also about women in different countries than Canada or Germany, for example. So like in Pakistan or Iran, what's like happening right now, women are not allowed to do anything. And we should definitely talk about this even more, especially in these times.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And it's especially sad for like young children, or let's say young girls who grow up and have like this dream of becoming an athlete. And it's so sad to see their dreams being shattered because they're not getting the support they need to have like a successful career, which is just so sad to see, because these young kids dream so big and it's rarely happening.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why I'm so glad that we just talked about it. I mean, we don't have so much time left, unfortunately. We only have 1 minute left. Wow, it flew by really fast.
That's true.
And I can only talk about it even more. So we started talking about it on Intravenous with Pranjali, which was a really good talk. And yeah, I'm glad that we just spoke about it. And I'm so glad that we did the interview with the volleyball coach, and that we kind of had a new perspective on things. And there's still room for improvement, not only in Canada, but in every country, I would say. So yeah, be aware of that. Support your local woman team, doesn't matter which sport, but yeah, try to put yourself into the position of a woman in sports and try to understand them. And that's how we can make a change, and that's how we can support the women in sports even more. So I hope the future is bright, and I'm so excited about what's going to happen in the future. And that was Speak Up for today. And next show is coming up, Democracy Now. Thank you so much, Anna, for being here.
Thank you so much. It was so, so interesting to be on air for the first time.
Yes, definitely. And I'm so glad. I hope you will have a good day for now. And we are out. This is Democracy Now.